This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine said on Friday they plan to evacuate their breakaway region's residents to Russia, a stunning turn in a conflict the West believes Moscow could use to justify an invasion of Ukraine. Announcing the move on social media, the head of the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic said Russia had agreed to provide accommodation for those who want to leave. Women, children, and elderly should be evacuated first. There was no immediate comment from Russian officials or from Kiev. Millions of civilians are believed to live in the two rebel-held regions of eastern Ukraine. Most are Russian speakers, and many have already been granted Russian citizenship. The eastern Ukraine conflict zone saw the most intense artillery bombardment in years on Friday, with the Kiev government and the separatists trading blame. Western countries have said they think the shelling, which began on Thursday and intensified in its second day, is part of a pretext to invade. The United States said Russia, which says it was drawing down troops near Ukraine this week, has done the opposite, ramping up the force from 169,000 to 190,000 troops. That's up from 100,000 at the end of January. Quote, this is the most significant military mobilization in Europe since the Second World War, U.S. Ambassador Michael Carpenter told a meeting at the Vienna-based Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Russia denies Western accusation and is planning an all-out invasion of Ukraine, a country of over 40 million people, in what would be potentially Europe's biggest war in generations. This is VOA News. The Canadian government on Friday condemned an attack on a coastal GasLink pipeline work camp in northern British Columbia, in which police said assailants brandishing axes threatened workers and damaged equipment. Coastal GasLink, a subsidiary of Calgary-based TC Energy, is building the 670-kilometer pipeline to the west coast of British Columbia to supply the planned liquefied natural gas project. It's faced demonstrations and opposition from environmentalists in some First Nations. The attack comes amid heightened tensions across Canada as police in the capital, Ottawa, started arresting protesters involved in a three-week trucker-led blockade that has prompted Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to assume emergency powers. Coastal GasLink said on Thursday approximately 20 masked attackers wearing camouflage surrounded a worksite off a Forest Service road and attacked workers early in the morning. They wielded axes, fired flare guns, and tried to set one vehicle on fire while workers were inside, the company said in a statement. The workers fled and the attackers vandalized heavy equipment and construction trailers, causing millions of dollars worth of damage, the company added. A storm killed three people in Europe on Friday, pummeling Britain with record-breaking winds and forcing millions to take shelter as it disrupted flights, trains, and ferries across Western Europe. London was eerily empty after the British capital was placed under its first-ever red weather warning, meaning there's a danger to life. The same rare level of alert was in place across southern England, South Wales, and the Netherlands, with many schools closed and rail travel paralyzed as towering waves breached seawalls along the coast. The storm knocked out power to more than 140,000 homes in England, mostly in the southwest, and around 80,000 properties in Ireland, and a large section of the roof on the capital's Millennium Dome was shredded by the high winds. One wind gust of 122 miles per hour, or 196 kilometers per hour, was measured off the Isle of Wight off southern England. Quote, provisionally the highest gust ever recorded in England, according to the Met Office. And the United Nations said Friday it was alarmed by the worsening food crisis across Africa's Sahel region, with more than 10.5 million people facing crisis levels of hunger. The UN's World Food Program said the number of people on the brink of starvation has increased almost tenfold over the past 3 years. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
One.